The original plan was for an impeachment rally at Elmwood and Bidwell and a support Trump rally a half mile away in a Colonial Circle. The original plan. That changed when people left the Elmwood and Bidwell rally, sponsored by Grand Island Supervisor Nate McMurray, and moved to Colonial Circle to confront Trump supporters, led by Teen New York activist Russ Thompson. In the early stage, there was a brawl caught by TV cameras, although there was no arrest. McMurray and Thompson had met and shaken hands and moved to their respective rallies after being peaceful.
This is why we've been stressing for a couple of weeks, to keep these things separate.
Well, we moved over here to get away from you guys following us, so I'm
not stalking you. Don't say that. I'm not stalking you.
Well, I have no... if there's people down there who want to join us, send them to our way.
Well, I wish somebody would go down there and say, you're at the wrong rally. Why are you being... You know, we got two separate events, and that was the way we intended it to be.
Police were equipped with extra-long batons and all carried a pack of plastic handcuffs, and they stood in a line across Colonial Circle as the groups on the two sides periodically moved closer to each other and police reinforcements arrived and hardened the line. As the heat and the derisive chants eventually wore everybody down, the crowds thinned with the Trump group filtering out first. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.